ABC Radio Australia. Should the world's biggest polluters be charged with a crime of ecocide? It's a new term and refers to the destruction of the environment. That is the question that's being put to the Pacific leaders by environmental lawyers from The Hague, the home of the International Criminal Court. And it comes as some in the region are looking to take climate change to the courts and punish emitters worldwide for their contributions to climate change, as Priyanka Srinivasan reports.
Petoran Ngalambao, a farmer and tour operator from the coastal village of Nagarahutu in Fiji, says climate change has destroyed his business and way of life.
I felt the effects of it already, that our house was blown away in 2002, and then my small shop was also taken away by a tsunami in 2010, and the root crops was again destroyed by Cyclone Winston. So yes, the effects of climate change through cyclone and through tsunami has affected me personally.
And he's taken his complaint all the way to the European Union's courts in Luxembourg. He is one of 10 other families from countries around the world, places like Portugal, France and Kenya, taking a part in the people's climate case.
The main issue here is that the EU, European Union policies are not doing enough to prevent dangerous climate change within Europe and beyond its borders.
The People's Climate Case is a landmark lawsuit brought against the EU. It argues that Europe's targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are too low and that it's harming the homes, livelihoods and futures of families like Petoro Ngalambao's. The legal case was the brainchild of German lawyer Gerd Winters. He saw it as a way to push European countries to do more to fight climate change.
Most of the families, all of them, have one common characteristic. They are occupied with work which is directly dependent on good weather.
But the case was dismissed by EU courts in May. Mr. Winter and his legal team now plan to mount an appeal. But this may not be the only time climate change activists from the Pacific take their concerns to the world's courts.
Our mission is to make ecocide a crime at the international level.
Shirlene Chin is from the Ecological Defence Integrity at The Hague. She recently travelled to Vanuatu to meet with Pacific leaders for a conference on international justice, trying to encourage more countries to become members of the International Criminal Court. She claims that by becoming members, Pacific countries could push for recognition of a new crime, ecocide.
The definition of ecocide is serious loss, damage or destruction of ecosystem, including climate and cultural damage.
Ms. Chin says the charge of ecocide would allow Pacific countries to hold carbon emitters accountable for climate change. The crime is currently not recognized by international courts, and it would take two-thirds of its member countries to pass a resolution considering ecocide a trialable offense. Only 8 of the 16 Pacific countries are currently signed up to the ICC, and Ms. Chin says their voices are rarely heard when it comes to international justice.
Pacific Island nations are very, very severely underrepresented at, you know, big conferences like this. So, of course, for the Pacific Island nations, they need to have at least some recourse to the law. And, of course, the ICC is just one of the ways.
But taking climate change to the courts may not be easy. China and the United States, two countries with the highest rates of greenhouse gas emissions in the world, are currently not party to the Rome Statute and cannot be tried by the ICC. Vanuatu's already indicated it is considering its options. However, Ms. Chin admits it could be difficult for small Pacific islands to sue large fossil fuel companies. But she says they could be helped financially by international NGOs and the ICC. For climate change activists like Fiji's Patricia Malam from the group 350 Pacific, it's something leaders in the region must consider.
Climate litigation is not a conversation that's very common in the Pacific at the moment. However, it's really good that the conversation is now turning more towards looking at solutions as opposed to just focusing on adaptation.
She sees climate change as a human rights issue that deserves to be taken to the courts.
Your geographic location should not deprive you of having access to an environment that allows you to live. Like everyone else, I think even people in the Pacific deserve that.
Environmental lawyers have invited countries like Kiribati and Tuvalu to the International Criminal Court's Assembly of States later this year as one more step to put ecocide on the agenda.